You're listening to the Web Marketing Adelaide podcast. We give you the tips and strategies to help you utilise the web to get more traffic, leads and sales for your business. Now here's your host, Nick Morris.
Welcome back to the Web Marketing Adelaide podcast. I'm your host, Nick Morris, and this is episode number 4. We made it to our first month. This episode, we've got a bit of a different format. Rather than having an interview, I'm going to play you the audio from a video I made recently about 8 Adelaide SEO tips. SEO is short for Search Engine Optimization. It's basically tips to help you get your website ranked higher in the search engines, specifically for Adelaide. Before we get into that, I'm just going to go through some search engine optimization basics to sort of give you an idea of what search engine optimization is and how search engines work. Then I'll play you that audio and then we'll finish the show off there. If you go to the website, that's webmarketingadelaide.com.au, you can see the video which the audio came from and see the visuals, and I'll show you the websites and things to go to. So certainly go over there, check out the website and episode number 4 show notes, and you'll see the video there. Okay, let's get started. Search engines look at two main aspects of websites to determine where they should rank in the search results. So when someone makes a search on Google or another search engine, that search engine looks through its index. It has an index of pretty much all of the web pages on the web, all the websites on the web. It looks at through its index and decides which of those websites are relevant. And then, of those websites that are relevant, which ones have the highest authority and quality. So it's looking at those two different factors. And if you can think of, perhaps think about your website versus your competitor's website. Once Google knows which websites are relevant, it needs to sort of think of a way of ranking those relevant websites. And the main way it chooses which websites are more authoritative and more high quality and therefore should rank higher is by looking at the number and quality of incoming links. Now, I talk about this a bit more in the video audio that you'll hear in a few minutes, but basically you want to get as many high quality links as possible. That's links from other websites pointing to your website. So one example of a link might be from a business directory. Now, this would usually be considered a pretty low quality link, just because they're so easy to get. All you have to do is go to the web, go to the directory, submit your business details, and you'll pretty much get the link, without any other trouble. So pretty much any business can do it, as long as you fit the guidelines. Maybe it's got specific location guidelines, such as Australia, or even a small location like Adelaide, or it's got a specific industry guidelines, so you have to be in that industry to be in the directory. But all in all, it's a pretty easy link to get, so they're not very high quality. On the other hand, if you have a link from, say, a university website or a government website, Google probably considers that to be fairly high quality. Very difficult to get, and therefore it's going to give it more weight. So if you can get lots of good quality links from good quality websites, your website's going to rank higher. Now, the other factor that Google specifically and search engines in general have started to use recently is social shares, or the amount of times or the amount of people that share your content on the web. And this is, it's sort of many reasons why this is becoming more prominent. One being that not everyone has a website, but most people have a Facebook account or a Twitter account or both, or even a Google Plus account, which is Google's new social network. So search engines can learn a lot, get a lot more data about which websites are good by looking at social data, whereas when they're looking at links, it's sort of kept to just the people that have websites, which is probably a fairly small number or fairly small percentage of the population. Now, when we're talking about SEO, essentially search engines are trying to return the best websites, the most relevant and the best websites when someone makes a search. So with this in mind, there is two ways to approach SEO. There's to make your website the best and the most relevant, or is to trick the search engines into thinking that your website's the best and the most relevant. Now, I definitely recommend that you take the first approach, especially in today's SEO climate. And that's because the first approach is sort of a high quality approach, which will have far-reaching benefits outside of SEO itself. So it's also going to help you with your branding. It's going to help you increase your conversions. It's going to help you with your social media marketing. It's going to encourage people to refer their friends and to come back themselves, bookmark your site, etc. Whereas if you're going using a strategy where you're trying to trick the search engines into thinking your website's good, then you're really only going to get traffic from search engines, which could be good. I mean, search engines can deliver a lot of traffic, but it won't give you those other benefits. The other downside of using that kind of a strategy is that Google and the other search engines are actively trying to discover people who are trying to manipulate their results. So if they discover that you're using manipulative tactics, then they could likely give you a penalty or simply take your search engine rankings away. Then all the effort and the money you've spent on getting those rankings is lost. Whereas if you're using a high quality strategy, the chances of that happening are much, much less. We'll go straight to the audio of the video now. Hello everyone, my name's Nick Morris and this video is 8 Adelaide SEO tips. That's 8 tips to help you rank your website better in the search engines when targeting an Adelaide audience. And this video is to accompany an article we've written and an infographic, and you can find that at www.wickedcowmarketing.com.au/AdelaideSEO. And that'll have some further information about all the tips that we discuss here. Now, before we get started on the tips, I just wanted to go through two major aspects of search engine optimization to give you some background. And those are keyword relevancy and link building. Now, keyword relevancy basically refers to the fact that you want to have the keywords on your website that are relevant to your products and services, so that when people are looking for your products and services, they can find you. And link building, that means that you want to have many high quality links pointing to your website from other websites, because search engines consider links as sort of votes for your website's authority. So the more links you have, the higher that you're going to rank. Let's get started in tip number one. And so tip number one is location keywords. And this is a recommendation that we have that you include location keywords in your web pages, most importantly in your titles and in your content. And these could be location keywords such as Adelaide or South Australia, or more specifically Unley or Elizabeth. And this will depend on where you're actually located and where the customers you're trying to target are located. And this is the page titles. Your page title will actually appear at the top of the browser window when you're looking at the page, like right here. It'll also appear within the search results. As you can see here, this is the page title for one of my pages, Australian Business Directories, and you can see it here appearing in the search results. Now, tip number two, this is a link building tip, and submit an article to adelaideexperts.com.au. This is a new service that we've recently launched. It gives business owners in Adelaide the opportunity to submit an article for free to the website called Adelaide Experts in their area of expertise. So basically you write an article in your area of expertise, post it to the website, and you have the opportunity to include a link back to your website, so it'll increase the number of links to your website, and also demonstrate your knowledge to anyone who happens to be visiting the Adelaide Experts website. And might help you get a few more customers as well. All right, tip number three, local business directories. Now, local business directories, there's hundreds of them out there, like all over the world, thousands of directories, and there's many in Australia as well. Not all of them are as valuable as each other. I've actually got a list on our website of 50 local business directories, Australian directories, which will help you out. And you can find a link to that on the Adelaide SEO page I mentioned before. I've just listed, I've got some pictures here of some of the most popular ones: truelocal.com.au, Hot Frog, and Yelp. And these business directories are a great way to get easy links. They may not deliver that much link value in terms of search engine optimization, but they'll certainly help you get some easy and quick links, and they'll probably deliver some traffic to you as well. All right, tip number four, create interesting content and share it. Now, this is sort of a pillar of search engine optimization and of online marketing in general. And it's basically that you want to create interesting and useful content and put it on your website and then tell as many people as you can about it. So you should definitely share it out through your social channels, your Facebook page, your Twitter account, and your Google Plus page. And here's an extra tip. You can use the hashtag #Adelaide on Twitter. And this will get it out to an audience that happens to follow and use this hashtag on Twitter to get it out to an Adelaide audience specifically. And here you can see the hashtag. This is a search I've done using the Adelaide hashtag. And you can see here a few people using that hashtag here with recent tweets. Okay, tip number five, claim your Google local listing. Now, this is sort of Google's version of a directory almost. And this is a great way you can just easily just claim your local listing if you have a local business in Adelaide. And you can get your business to appear right up near the top of the research results without doing much else. So just claim the listing and you get to jump right up towards the top. You'll often see these when people make local searches that Google deems to be specifically related to a local place, like this example I've given here of Adelaide Cafe. So that's obviously you're looking for something that's local, and they've given these results here that include reviews and address and phone number information. And there's also often a map. You've probably seen it in the search results yourself. So definitely go and claim your Google local listing. And there's, again, there's links on our website on how to do that. And I've actually put in brackets there, now Google Plus, up the top here. And that's because Google's only very, very recently made a change where they've merged Google Plus, which is their new social network, with the Google Places listings. So it's a sort of a bit unknown as to how that's going to turn out, but they're basically trying to encourage you to use Google Plus to market your stuff on social media. So you should probably actually start doing that as well. All right, I've got the next three tips here all on one slide. So we have tip number six, submit your blog to Adelaide Tweets blog list. And that can be found at adelaidetweet.com/adelaide-blogs. Now there's a big list of Adelaide blogs there, so if you have a blog on your website, and I recommend you do because it's a great way to add new interesting content, which we discussed earlier, so you can just submit your blog there and then that'll help you get a link and it'll help people to find out about you. Okay, tip number seven, contribute to local forums such as Flying Solo and local groups on Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. And a Flying Solo is a small business forum. It's Australia-wide, but they also have a South Australia section. They have regular live meetups as well, which you can come along to. So any kind of networking you can do online and offline will, in general, increase your branding and help people to know about you and increase the likelihood that they will link to you or share your stuff on social media. So you can certainly have a look around for some Facebook or Twitter and LinkedIn groups in your industry, or even just general ones where you can network. And again, there's some links on our website for some places to get started with that. Okay, lucky last, tip number eight, encourage your customers to submit their positive feedback and experiences to review sites and social media. And this isn't strictly an SEO technique per se. It'll probably help with your online marketing overall. And it will certainly help with SEO also, because any kind of buzz about your business, again, raises your branding and increases the chances that people are going to link to you and stuff like that. All right, this has been a video by Wicked Cow Marketing. And once again, my name's Nick. If you want any more information about the tips discussed here, head to our website, wickedcowmarketing.com.au/AdelaideSEO. Thanks for listening. Okay, that's it for episode number four. I hope you found it educational and useful. If you want to know any more about things mentioned in this episode, such as the video, head to our website, www.webmarketingadelaide.com.au. There's also a feedback form there where you can submit your feedback about the podcast and suggest any topics or questions you'd like to hear more about. See you next week.